Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, June 25th, 2012. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, What Entrepreneurs Need to Know Before Hiring a Book Coach, with my guest, Deborah Bailey, a book coach and radio host. Today's show is being brought to you by A Book in 90 Days, a customized coaching program for heart-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. You can get your copy of this downloadable program at A Book in 90 Days, and that program is called 7-Step Roadmap to Publishing Success. I'd like to take a moment to welcome all of you, my listeners. I know that some of you are listening live on the website, some of you are on the phone, some in the chat room, and then there's those of you who listen from the archives. Whichever way you listen, I thank you for making time in your schedule to join me. Now, if you want to keep up with the show and get an announcement in your email, click the follow button. It's on my show page, and my show page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. And right under my photo, you'll see a button that says follow. Just click that. Now, on this radio show, for those of you who may be new to the show, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. To get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting. We talk about wealth creation, business success, career, you name it. All of those things, in my view, contribute to our lasting happiness. Now, today's episode is What Entrepreneurs Need to Know Before Hiring a Book Coach with my guest, Deborah Bailey, who is a writer, entrepreneur, and author of the book, Think Like an Entrepreneur, Transforming Your Career and Taking Charge of Your Life. And she also wrote, Think Like an Entrepreneur, What You Need to Consider Before You Write a Business Plan. Now, after several years in the corporate world, Deborah transitioned into entrepreneurship. She founded DB Writing and Editing Services and graduated from Coach U. Recently, Deborah launched the Book Coach Book Coaching Services to support entrepreneurs who dream of becoming published authors, and there are quite a few of those. Now, she has had bylines in Baseline Magazine, DailyWorth.com, Bankrate.com, More.com, and CNN.com. Deborah is the host of Women Entrepreneurs Radio, a weekly internet radio talk show. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today a fellow author, coach, and host, Deborah A. Bailey. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Thank you so much, Flora, for inviting me to be on your wonderful show. I'm really honored.
Well, thank you. I'm honored you made space in your schedule because you and I on a similar path working with people who are writing their books, and I believe that there is no way that we can give people too much information. So they need to hear all kinds of perspectives, and hopefully one of those will click, something we say will click, and will save them time and money and ensure that they reach the success they want. I want to mention right before we start that I just finished reading Stephen King's book On Writing this weekend, and in it he is talking about, of course, the writing process, but he's also talking about his life, and it's a wonderful book, but I want to warn people that he's talking about fiction writing, and he's directed his book at people who want to become professional writers. However, there's some wonderful content in there. I encourage everyone to read it. But today we're going to be talking to entrepreneurs who have a little different approach to writing because they aren't writing for a living. That's not their main endeavor. They are doing some kind of small business, coaching, speaking. And so, yes, they are writing, but they have a little different take on it. So I want to make that kind of clear. It's a little different from fiction writing, but nevertheless very important. So right now, even for Stephen King and others who are fiction or nonfiction, there are a lot of changes going on in the publishing industry, and entrepreneurs especially need to be aware of these if they haven't checked in lately with what's going on in the industry. So could you bring us up today? What are the changes that are going on that entrepreneurs need to know?
Well, I just want to add really quick that I also have read Stephen King's book on writing, and it's one of my favorite writing books. Fantastic book. I think anybody who hasn't read it, please check it out. So, you know, I read it, reread it, it seems, every couple of years or so, because I really loved it so much. So interesting that you should mention one of my favorite books. As far as the changes going on right now, the publishing industry is going through what the recording industry went through when it was all about CDs and all this control over the content, and then, you know, iTunes came about, and, you know, I read this book, which right this moment the title escapes me, but it was talking about how iTunes and people buying individual songs really shook up the industry and completely changed it, and some people think, you know, brought it down. Mm-hmm. But it's those kind of changes going around right now with publishing, because with self-publishing has become a lot more accepted, shall we say. It
yeah.
wasn't before. Mm-hmm. And also with technology, which has changed everything, it's so much more easier now for people to publish their books, self-publish, to not even print a hard copy book, but just do an e-book
mm-hmm.
that's uploaded right to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And writers now are making money, you know. And as far as e-books, a lot of the fiction authors are probably the ones really benefiting right now from pricing their books at 99 cents and all
right.
that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, people with the 70% royalty that you can get in some cases on Amazon are really making money for a change, where before maybe they were the last people to get paid. So the publishing industry really doesn't know how to deal with all these changes. They're trying to fight, and there's now the Department of Justice is doing some legal proceedings against the big six publishers and iTunes and maybe about price collusion and all these things that have been going on. I mean, every day there's a new story about something in publishing.
That's right.
So I think that now's the time. If you want to write, now's the time to get out there and know that besides just putting your message out, being excited about that, you
mm-hmm.
can actually, the potential to get paid, and possibly if you put enough content out there to be a writer who is actually can be a working writer,
mm-hmm.
the potential is, I think, highest now as it has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I agree.
This is the time.
This is a wonderful time because the entry level has lowered. In the past, I'm a published author of traditional publishing
mm-hmm.
and self-publishing,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember that traditional publishing, your chances of getting your manuscript even not just read, but
mm-hmm.
even commented on. Stephen King refers to that in the early days, how you'd get those form slips,
mm-hmm.
those form rejections, and how he would save them. He had them all put on,
yeah.
on his wall because it was standard, and the chances of an unknown getting through the door,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, even getting an agent to represent you was very slim. And
mm-hmm.
A lot of snobbishness and prejudice and all kind of things. So the gate is lowered for writers.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to work on your craft. Don't
mm-hmm.
get me wrong about that. But I'm glad you mentioned the royalty thing, because I can remember I co-authored some textbooks with another author, and our royalties were, this was a number of years ago, 6%. Split between us. It was 3%.
Oh my gosh.
And because it was academic, I don't know what was going on over in the non-academic world at that time, but
mm-hmm.
we got a check once a year.
Oh my goodness.
3% of the sales. And when I'd get that statement, I used to always think, how do I know this statement is true?
Oh,
that these
goodness.
Are really the sales.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm
yes.
trusting them. So
yeah.
it has been a huge, huge, huge change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned self-publishing, and there's still some confusion
mm-hmm.
among people about what is self-publishing versus traditional. So
mm-hmm.
you want to tell us some of the key differences?
Well, one in particular is that when you're self-publishing, you're literally doing it yourself. You know, you're the publishing company. You're owning the ISBN numbers, which you need in some cases for some publishers, but not for all. Mm-hmm. You're the one who's spending the money, basically, to create the cover, the book, the editing, the design, the marketing, the whole thing. You know, so you are the publisher, so to speak, when you do that. But traditional publishing has been going, like, to a Simon & Schuster, Random House, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They will get your manuscript, but what has to happen is usually you submit it, if you can, because sometimes they don't take submissions directly from authors.
No.
Then you may have to go to an agent, and you have to get the agent interested. Then they go to the publisher.
That's right.
And they may not make the sale. I mean, you never know what may happen. There's a lot of steps to go through. You may have to submit a query first or a book proposal.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just you send your whole manuscript. Depends, nonfiction, fiction. There's some differences there. But there's a few more hoops to jump through, you might say, with traditional publishing. And, you know, I think to some degree, for some people, it still has that kind of thing of, ooh, you know, I'm with a traditional publisher. And it's not to detract from that. But, you know, going to a lot of writing conferences over the years, I can remember agents coming on these panels and publishers and pretty much them saying, without a big book platform, you know, you have potential readers that you can kind of reach out to buy the product, or you have a big name, they pretty much weren't going to look at you. You know, it's like, it's a business and we want to make money. And if you're not falling into any of these little camps here that we're going to pick from, forget it. And I can remember hearing that in a writer's conference panel, and, like, the whole room just deflated. You know, everybody was just depressed because you're writers, you want to be published, and this was before self-publishing really started to take off. And but here you are, and, like, well, what do we do?
Yes.
You know, so that was the case, and I think as one of the reasons self-publishing has exploded, besides the technology, is people got tired of that. They got tired of the gatekeeper saying, this is good and this isn't. And they decide, I'm just going to put my work out there. So I think you're finding a lot of that now where people are just like, I don't really care about getting that traditional contract. I'm just going to put my work out there and connect with my readers directly.
Well, you sort of what it did is it removed the middleman.
Yes.
Because your book is for the reader.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put it out there directly to the reader, the reader may well enjoy what you've done, whereas the gatekeeper is trying to guess how much potential does this have? Because publishing is a business, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I remind my clients that publishers are not gamblers. They're not in the business.
Right.
It's not horse racing. They're not taking a chance on anything.
Exactly.
And that's why they ask about the platform. Explain what a platform is for people who perhaps don't know what you mean by that.
Well, your platform will be, like, say, what gives you authority on your topic, let's say. You know, if you're someone who's run a, you're CEO of a business and you can say, well, I've done this and I've had this experience, and yes, I can write these books about leadership because I have these credentials. Or you're someone who has a lot of media background. So, yes, I've been on all these shows. I've been on the top shows. I'm always called in as a consultant. So, yeah, I can write this book about my expertise, and I know that I can get these people to buy this book. You know, I have a ready-made platform so that when the marketing people go out and the publicists to pitch this, this isn't a hard sell. You know, I have a built-in, I want to use the word platform again, but I don't want to use that word to describe it. But it's like your foundation. This is what gives you credibility. This is what the media is going to say, oh, yeah, this person is credible, you know, or, yeah, she's an expert because, look, she's got all these things that she's done or these degrees or whatever it is that your expertise is that lends credibility to what you're saying. And then, you know, that makes it, I would think, an easier sell when you're going out there to the media or you're reaching these other outlets that say, yeah, you are an expert because of X, you know, so...
They
I
want
think
you
a
to
lot
have
of
customers already. Actually, they want you to have some ready readers, customers,
exactly.
fans, as they say in social media. So that and that makes sense, and that of course is helpful for the self-publisher as well.
Yes.
Even before they hire a coach or after they hire one, it's still worthwhile for them to be building their readership and their followers as they're writing the book.
Exactly.
So it's not that you don't need it. You need it either way.
Yes.
But the traditional publisher is not going to look at you unless you already have a platform. As a matter of fact, when you mentioned conferences, I attended an event where we could pitch our work to publish. I think the panel was an agent, a self-publishing, a traditional agent, a self-publishing
mm-hmm.
agent, and someone else. Anyway, I already have a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't really, I was there for other purposes, but I decided to do a pitch anyway to see
mm-hmm.
what they would say about marketing my book.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the book in my hand, and the first thing that the traditional agent said was, "How many copies have you already sold?" You know, it's like, excuse me, you know. So in other words, we want to see some signs of success. We want to see what you've, and it kind of makes sense in this regard. What have you already done
mm-hmm.
to get yourself out there?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if mm-hmm. if you haven't sold, I think she said if you haven't sold at least 200 books or whatever, I've forgotten the number, then, you know, they really don't want to look at you. They want to see what have you done.
Mm-hmm.
Help yourself. So
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
we go any further, would you tell listeners about your services and your programs and how they can reach you, and then we'll continue with this discussion after that.
Certainly. My website is bbaileycoach.com/bookcoach, and there you find a recording that I did with a PR expert. We talked about how you can stop sabotaging your dream of becoming an author. And also we touched on some things that you've mentioned in people really understanding about the platform, understanding about things they have to do, and maybe why they may be procrastinating out of fear, anxiety, not really knowing what has to be done or not understanding publishing. And so we did this recording and this really a discussion between the two of us, and we took some questions as well. So that is a wonderful starting point for people who are just, you know, saying, well, you know, I want to do it, but I'm afraid. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a place to start. Also, you can come to dbaileycoach.com/bookcoach/work-with-the-book-coach, and that will give you some information regarding my services, because a lot of people are out here spending so much money.
Isn't that the truth?
Getting ripped off, and it really annoys me a lot because the information is out there, but I know that people are busy. They don't know. They can't find the real information to give them the truth about what they can be doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what really motivated me to say, you know, I want to help people, particularly entrepreneurs who want to have that book to promote themselves, or even someone who says, you know, I want to write a memoir. I mean, you know, I'm not
yes.
going to say you can't, you know, I wouldn't work with you. But
no.
just to understand, what's the right path for you and your book so you
mm-hmm.
get all the facts you need,
mm-hmm.
you can put your information together, without being ripped off, without being upsold to things you do not need.
Do not need.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Even when you go to buy your ISBN number, you
yes.
have to mine through this field of
yes.
upsells.
Yes. It's terrible. It's you know, it's, and I know that you see this and you work with
sure.
this. It's,
sure.
You see it and you feel like, wow, if only I could have talked to this person before they spent thousands mm-hmm. of dollars they didn't need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, really what motivates me. And also my email is contact@dbaileycoach.com. That's another way that you can reach out. And if you have some questions, I give a free 15-minute consultation just to get a feel for if you and I, you know, may click. And if not, then I will certainly give you some suggestions of other folks who may be better for you to work with. So
exactly, exactly. I want to repeat that. Her website is D like in dog, baileycoach.com /bookcoach. And then her email is contact@dbaileycoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
When you go there, of course, there will be links. They can get to the other things as well, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if nothing else, first go and listen to the PR expert and Deborah talk about learning to stop sabotaging yourself, because I want listeners to know that even professional writers who make their living from writing
mm-hmm.
still have to combat some of the same things,
mm-hmm.
the fear, the lack of security, the writer's block, but they learn how to deal with it. So it's
yeah.
not that you're going to suddenly one day be fearless
mm-hmm.
and never
mm-hmm.
have any,
mm-hmm.
any issues. We
mm-hmm.
all are going to. So it's how you deal with them, and that's where a coach can come in, which is I want to ask you next to
mm-hmm.
talk about how a book coach helps with a book project, and then after that, a general idea about what it costs to self-publish, because I know the price varies, but
mm-hmm.
kind of general. But
mm-hmm.
what does a book coach do?
Well, there's a few things, and what I do is if someone is saying, you know, I want to put my ideas together in a book and don't know where to start, well, you know, first we have to look at who's your ideal reader, and I would think is your ideal client. What are they looking for? Because maybe what you think they're looking for is different than what mm-hmm. they want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, there's ways to find out what they're looking for, what kind of information you have to share. Then there's a matter of breaking down that information so that you can really get it into a book and chapters and sections and how can we put this together for you. Mm-hmm. So I think for a lot of people it's either that they need someone to help them stay on track. They may need someone who can really plug them into what's happening in publishing. Like, they may not want to go to a publishing company where they get ripped off, but they don't know. So mm-hmm. it's someone that says, hey, wait a minute, here's the things that you need to do, and here are some people who can help you. Stay away from this over here because this isn't going to help you. You think it will, but it won't. Mm-hmm. So it's really to cut through the crap, if you will, and mm-hmm. help people who are serious about their business to not spend more money than they need to spend and not create a book that really doesn't solve the issue that they want to solve with it, but mm-hmm. just to give them the facts and the truth and support so they have something that they can really use mm-hmm. in their business. So,
saying that then the book coach is giving you guidance in, mm-hmm. in getting through your project, but also an accountability partner. That's extremely important.
Yes.
I know mm-hmm. I urge everyone, because I was already a published writer when mm-hmm. I decided to do a self-help book, and I knew after thinking about it for a few minutes that I needed a coach. Because you need someone to kick butt every week, because otherwise all of us are busy, and it's too easy to start goofing off, not just goofing off. I mean, you're distracted. You have other things. But if you have a coach and you know you're going to be talking to them every week or whatever way you have it set up, then you're going to get, at least in my case, I was going to, you know, you're paying someone, you're going to get it done. You want to have a good report. It's kind of like having a good report every week to share with them where you are, because you know that's going to be the first question, right?
Exactly.
But more importantly, it helps save you money, because the coach has already been through this maybe a number of times and has access to so much information, because this is what we do all day and think about all day. So it really saves you money and time. And I'm like you. It's very heartbreaking to hear someone say, well, I gave this company $15,000.
Yes.
And they promised me they would do this, and that, and they didn't. And I can't even reach them anymore. They went out of business or something like that.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, what does it cost to self-publish a book, generally speaking, given that I know it's different amounts?
Well, I would think overall, of course, it depends if you're going to do print or, you know, ebook. I mean, for an ebook, really, if you're going to just basically put something out for your business and you're going to do the writing and formatting, you could spend as little as $100, you know, to actually have that done. I mean, I did that myself, but then again, I know someone who's an editor who was able to help me do that. And, you know, I'm also a writer, so that is a help. But if if you're not, then, or you don't know someone who's the editor who maybe, you know, will do that for you, then you should also look in seriously into having your book edited first. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, that may add another $100, depending on the person's rates and you know, experience onto it. But I would think you could definitely do that for maybe $500 or less.
Sure.
Of course, cover also depends on that.
Sure.
For print book, you know, you may do a couple of thousand dollars, but of course that depends on the pages, it depends on the design, depends on the cover, depends on other people who you may be employing to do, as I said, design or doing the editing. Maybe you need someone writing the back cover copy. There's certain aspects, you know, that the cost can start to add up, but it's worth doing that to make it the most professional product
that you can,
because you will be judged by that.
Yeah. And always say to clients, you want your book to be on equal footing on that bookshelf with the traditional traditionally
Definitely.
Published book.
Definitely.
And so it's very important. Of course, the big benefit is, yes, you're putting up your own money in front, but then you have control and you're keeping all the profits, whatever's left after everybody gets theirs. Whereas with the traditional publisher, because for sure you're going to spend some money. The traditional publisher, you're going to give up control. You're giving up some control because they get the final say in the title, for example, even if you're Stephen King. The publisher is the final decider of the cover, the title, and they keep a big chunk of the money. And so that's important to know. But you are going to work. You're going to have to work at it as a self-publisher. And you will. I want to stress the importance of having hiring an editor, proofreader, book design cover designer if you're going to do print. But whether you do print or not, you need the editor and proofreader.
Oh, yes.
Do not try to do it yourself unless you are an editor. And do not hire your niece who's in high school because it doesn't work. You need a professional. And that's where the coach comes in, too, because we know editors.
Yeah.
And we know how you can best approach them and give you some tips on what you should be looking for. But I'm telling you, the editor makes a huge, huge difference. I mean, even in submitting to magazines, I'm amazed that, I mean, when I send them my article, I think it's pretty good. But then when they finish editing and shift it around to fit their readers in a magazine, oh, my gosh, I look at it and go, wow, I can see the big improvement in it.
Yes.
So you cannot get by without an editor.
Yeah.
So don't try it.
I agree.
What should entrepreneurs know about book promotion?
Well, the thing is, it really should start, and I believe you mentioned that earlier, it has to start when you're planning your book. Don't wait until after it's all done. Then, oh, now I'm going to promote it. A lot of it has to do with you reaching out to your contacts, your clients, other, you know, people on social media, other people who aren't on social media, just in the course of how you reach out to them for your regular marketing, you know, let them know that your book is there. If you, you know, if you're looking to do media appearances, then you may want to hire a PR person to really help to cut to the chase and connect you with the people who are going to help you to get out there. Or, you know, if you want to do it yourself, it's something where you should really have a plan in place. It shouldn't be haphazard because it's just going to be frustrating for you because a lot of people are out here promoting their books. Some people, they really just want to do the back of the room sales to get their foot in the door with speaking and different things like that. So maybe they have a totally different idea of how they want to market. You know, but whatever you do, it really has to start as soon as possible, even if you just have a website saying coming soon.
That's right.
You have people signing up maybe to get updates from you. As soon as you can make that commitment to say, yes, this is coming, this is what it's about, you know, maybe here's a little teaser. Whatever you can do to establish that first, the better off you will be. Don't wait until after everything's done because it's just going to be more frustrating.
And you probably know this, too, that some entrepreneurs are taking the route of blogging about their topic little by little over a period of days, months, whatever, and that, with the intent that this will become their published book when they're done. I did that, but I did it backwards. I wasn't even aware that I was going to do it that way. I blogged first on the topic, Color Your Life Happy, and I talked about all these various things I was learning and my experiences, and it wasn't until after I had all these articles in my blog, I thought, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
You have a book here. So that the benefit of that is you're getting out there, getting little exposure little by little, you're getting feedback, you're getting comments. So, yes, you start promoting your book as soon as you plan to write one. Wow, this has been great. I want to remind listeners to go over and visit your site, especially listen to that recording. I mean, my goodness, it's free to listen. You get some information, and it'll help you get directed. The site is D like in Deborah Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, coach, all one word, .com, then /book coach. If you want to email Deborah, you go contact at dbaileycoach.com, and she'll be able to help you. I urge you to ask questions of Deborah or of me or other coaches who offer the free consultation. You want to get as much information as you can, especially before you plunk down any money or before you give up on yourself. Don't do that. Don't do that. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so
much for being on the show today. Thank all of you listeners for joining me. This show was brought to you by BookIn90Days.com, a customized coaching program for hard-based coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers who want to write a book to attract more clients and increase profits. Get your copy at www.abookin90days.com. I urge all of you who've been enlightened, encouraged, empowered by today's episode to be sure and share what you've learned with your family, colleagues, friends, and remember the recording will be here for you to come back to at blogtalkradio.com/4around anytime. Come and join me again next Monday, July 2nd, 2012 at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it will be another exciting show for you. Thank you again, Deborah.
Thank you.
And have a beautiful rest of the day.
Color, color, your-